guys. Happy Saturday, November 5th, 2022. At the time of recording this, it's 11:24. Now it's 11:25. So, only a few more moments until Sunday. And I know it's been a while since I was last here. I have gone through some of the most dramatic changes in my life, still experiencing them as we speak, and it's been very difficult. It's been extremely difficult. I've been thinking about this podcast, and even though this is only the second episode, just what I want to do with it. And, you know, I already dip my toe in so many different things, and I just want to be freeform with this here. Nothing too crazy, you know. A little bit of honesty here and there. I don't know how much I will indulge in, but just want to go with the flow. I mean, it's going to be me ruminating and ranting. I'm just laying in my bed right now. I just took a shower, brushed my teeth, and I had work earlier today, the past 2 days. I'm in a really, it's a very unforgiving energy. It's an energy of, I would say, it's very stoic. Like, I cannot move it. I have to sit in it. And it's been quite reflective. In the same token, it really, it's like, where do I begin, you know? But I overall had a really good day today, and the weather was absolutely beautiful too. I had some fun conversation, but then towards the end of the night, or towards as the night came, my mood was kind of waning, my positive mood, and, you know, I'm always looking for something to do. I didn't want to come home. I have so much to do, and it's overwhelming. But, yeah, you know, I am. Another thing is too is that I'm newly single. I don't really talk about this much, but it's important that I do discuss it just a little bit. I was in a relationship for about 7.5 years, almost, just about. And I'm getting through the journey of what was and what is now. It's been very striking, eye-opening, self-reflective, and also, it's another word I can add, just so many words. It's been very healing, but in the process or act of learning how to heal from it, that's been a struggle for me. Ever since I moved out of my parents' house, which was with my partner, my former partner, you know, I was never like on my own. I was on my own here. And, you know, you go through life and everything moves so fast. And I learned I was just becoming very attached, you know. I lost a lot of myself. And I'm in the process of gaining that back right now as we speak. There was faults on both sides, and I'm not going to get into the nitty-gritty, but the point being is that it comes and goes in phases of how it affects me. preoccupied with just a lot of other things, and I try my best now to not list all of the things that need to be done or all of my gripes or whatever, because it makes life seem like a chore, and I don't want life to feel like a chore anymore. My love has been so it's been so strongly expressed, particularly these past, well, really all year. I don't know what you guys have been going through, but I extend my heart to you and yours, regardless of if you've lost someone or lost something or moved and feel anxious or just aren't sure of what your next step is. I sure as hell don't know. I don't think any of us really do. I've also been thinking about that and the concept of time. Time just being an anomaly. And struggling with that, you know. But also, as I talk about that, trying to stay remaining living in the present as opposed to the past and the future, and it's easier said than done, trust me. I'm gonna be really real, like, I'm somebody who I require a lot of love because I give a lot of it, and when I'm not able to receive that, forgotten, it hurts. It hurts a lot. And I don't ever, it's not that I don't ever, but I try not to take things so personally, because look, people have lives too, you know? I know that, I recognize that. And you can't get things when you want them all the time. But there's just sometimes there's some moments where you wanna be hugged, or however, intimate motions, you know, notions and actions. Doesn't always have to be sex. It's not always that stuff. That's great. Don't get me wrong. I love that, and I want more of that always, because it's a very important, just human interaction. But I'm quite partial to hugs and just being close, and I haven't really had that in a while. I haven't felt that way, at least. And I'm always yearning for it, so. Anyways. What else is on my mind? Yeah, just slipping in and out of these weird portals of depression and bliss. Definitely have a tendency to create a narrative and storyline off something, even so minuscule, and I wonder why I do that so much. It can become unhealthy at times, and sometimes it actually does scare me. But I must say that I'm quite proud of myself for having been able to make my errors, face them, and actively want to, or attempt to, relieve or rid them. I moved a bunch of my plants that were in the window in the kitchen into my room, so now I have a lot more greenery, which is definitely calming and makes me feel happier. But literally, the list of things that I have to get done, I try to tackle one thing at a time, but lately I've just been so very tired of that is the reality. That the constant yearning. Another thing is too, is that, you know, I expose myself to a lot of people, so naturally I absorb a lot of energy. And I think that, if you don't know at all, I'm very spiritual. I do wear crystals, and I study those things and stay up to date as much as I can. So tonight was close to a full moon, and I was in Union Square Park in here in New York City, 14th Street. And there's this artist that's down there, and they draw a bunch of circles. And there's bad luck spots all over this place. There's screaming spots where you can scream if you so choose. There's this is just open into the public, it's not special. There's kissing spots, but there was like one good luck spot that I saw, and I stood in that. And the reason I bring that up is because I was standing and listening to music in one ear, had my other ear open, and I was staring at the moon as the clouds were going by, kind of just giving myself like a moon bath, if that makes sense. And I had my bilitonite crystal on my neck. Actually, that was the only crystal I had on today. The other ones I had left home. I didn't even wear jewelry. I only had my chain on, so I kept it simple today. That was just my mood. And if you haven't heard of bilitonite, check it out. It's like a meteorite stone. It's very powerful. Also, two crystals I had on me as well were my piece of amethyst that I carry that looks like a crystal from Crash Bandicoot. If you know what I mean, if you know, you know. And moldavite, which my mother had given me a few years back. It's in the shape of a crescent moon, and it's translucent green with ridges and just very nice textures. And I say that because I had a lot of heavy energy around me today. Good, not bad, but like, you know, one of the things I saw today walking into work, just as I was getting off the train, I saw a girl crying. I saw a lot of crying today, actually. And this is what this podcast is going to be, just me interweaving, because I got stories for days, and I'm going through a lot right now. But anyways, thanks for rocking with me. I saw this girl on the steps. I just got off on the L at Bedford Avenue, and this girl was crying so much on the phone, and I felt so bad. I just wanted to help her or ask her what was up, but you know, I was on my way. And then I got going home on the train, literally coming home. I sat down, and there was some woman next to me. I think she wasn't all there mentally, but I that's for me assuming. But she was like crying and asking anybody to call a number. She repeated it to me twice. I was underground, so you know, I just kind of also didn't want to involve myself in that energy. So before I even say what I did after, she told me the number, and I said, well, where do you live? And she said the address, and I told her, well, I can't call because I'm underground right now, it's not gonna go through. And then she started saying, why doesn't everybody have a phone? And I was just like, I just said I couldn't call, I never said that. So she couldn't calm herself down enough for me to help her, and I was like, all right, I'm just going to move my seat. You know, sometimes you just can't, you know, you can't help everyone, you know, you can't involve yourself in everything, and it was just not a comfortable situation. But my point being is that I saw people crying before and after, and I shed some tears today when I came home. I don't know. I don't know why I put myself into these paralysis stupors, or these paralyzing stupors of doubt and fear, and uncertainty, and I put my stake in a lot of things in my life, and I know how I am, and I would just wish that it was reciprocated in the same way, but then I have to draw myself back and realize, listen, you're like this. They are not. You can't force things. You have to allow things to unfurl the way they will, you know? And in doing so, you learn and you become better at life. Sometimes you feel lonely and you want to see someone, but other times as well, like even tonight, I have an extreme affinity for a certain individual. Hardest thing I've had to learn is respecting someone's space, because the attachment can grow so strong. And this also mixes into a lot of childhood trauma that I've had to deal with in various different forms. But you realize, you know, everybody's life is so different. Like, my experiences are totally different from somebody in Norway. You know, it's not the same thing. To look at life through a wider lens scope, you know, I do my best to account for other people, and I'm very like attentive and whatnot. And I do get that love back, but I slip into a lot of dark moments where honestly, companionship is something that I value. I like being around people. I don't like being alone too much, but I've had to learn the pros and cons of that more so lately. My situation at home is not very comfortable, so that's another reason why I'm not in the highest of spirits or most anticipated when it comes to coming back here. Bags of clothes I have to wash. I haven't bought any groceries. I've been surviving off of either takeout or the little bit of, I don't know, stuff that I have, but I haven't really wanted to cook. My routine has fallen out of whack. And I'm just in a yearning state. I'm in a yearning state. Difficult to do to manage, because it's like I'm expressing myself, but it's not like my life is terrible. I want you to know full well that that's not the case. I'm very blessed and I'm grateful and thankful every single day. I say it outwardly. I talk to myself. I look to the sky and I say my graces. Random parts of the day, I'm grateful for the job that I have. I'm grateful for the pain that I'm going through. I'm grateful for the things that, the ideas that come to my head. I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for my friends and family. I'm grateful for the love I've received, all those things. I'm just grateful for it all, because without it, I wouldn't, what would there be to live for, you know? You have to live for something. I mean, the struggle is always going to be the yang to your yin, you know? Of what you want, you, whatever your success to be, it's never gonna be some easy road, and it shouldn't be. But if I could sum it up all together, I'm a romantic specter just floating through this universe right now. say on that, but I don't want to. I don't want to be that guy. Anywho, this is me wishing and willing into the universe for further clarity, patience, resilience, resolve, and joy in my life, especially ending this year out. If you've listened this far, I appreciate you beyond that which you can understand. I don't really care. I'm just burying myself here. And it feels good because I have so much bottled up. Good and bad, or, you know, entertaining and I guess sorrowful or whatever. I don't know. It's entertaining either way, is it not? I think I'm going to end here for now. It's about 21 minutes in. If you want to follow me, my personal blog, my Instagram, it's at @Rio_flows, @Rio_flows. Yeah, you can hit the link tree in my bio there to check out everything else I have. You can find me on WordPress as well at rioflows.wordpress.com. Yeah, I feel a little bit better. And you know, one last thing I'm grateful for is the fact that I have this platform that I can utilize in Anchor to, or just really anything that's able, from Anchor to YouTube to Bandcamp to all these different platforms and portals to you guys. You know, whether this is the first time you meet me or you know me intimately, like, you're getting a real slice of me in many different ways, and that's something special to me. I'm making history in that alone, and I know I'm impacting many people, so I'm proud of myself for that, and I know my dad would be as well. So until next time, y'all, I really just do these things when I feel, you know. But since I talk so much, two things. One, I can make plenty more of these, which I intend to. And two, not every episode will be like this. Obviously, moods change, we go through things. I don't want it to be some somber podcast, you know. But this is me, you know. This is me. And take it or leave it. I'm not gonna be that ultra nice guy anymore like I've been most of my life. I will not be the hyper anxious, try to finish your sentence before you type of guy. I want to listen more. I want to be more engaged and involved. But in the same token, I would like to receive my love back, because I know what I would give. Let me leave y'all with that before I completely break down right now. Until next time, stay strong, y'all. Peace.